This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you something wild. Tis the season for counting birds. Thousands of volunteers go forth this time each year to count birds within designated geographic areas. The Christmas bird count has become international in scope, and for its part, New Hampshire has 21 survey areas, from Pittsburgh way up north to Nashua Hollis down south. There's two very noteworthy species down from Canada that should show up this year. Both are named crossbill for their unique bills that actually do cross, all the better to pry seeds from a conifer cone. Most migratory birds follow predictable routes and timetables in spring and fall, but crossbills are true nomads, highly unpredictable. For nomads, it's always about following the food. For red crossbills, it's pine and hemlock seeds, while white-winged crossbills prefer spruce and tamarack. As anyone with a big conifer in the backyard knows, cone production varies each year, from a carpet of cones under the tree one year to none the next. This year's poor cone crop in Canada drove crossbills south in search of food. If they find a region with abundant cones, both species will nest and raise young, even in the cold, snowy depths of winter. If you see a flock of birds working high up in the conifers, it's likely crossbills. Consuming up to 3,000 seeds per day, per crossbill, they work their way tree to tree. A circle of cone scales littering the snow below tells the story of crossbills come and gone. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.